Namaste, my name is Rui Simran. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about how inefficient is our ego. If we served others or embraced the role of a servant, we would be far more efficient. Consider the story of the great Portuguese pianist Maria João Pires. One evening, she received a phone call asking her to perform Mozart's concerto K466 the next day in Amsterdam. But she misunderstood and prepared for the K488. Instead, a completely different piece. When she arrived, the conductor informed her that she was expected to play the K488. She protested, "I can't do this, I'm not prepared." The conductor replied, "But you performed this concerto just a year ago." This is so stupid. My God. Okay. Even after 6 weeks, I cannot repeat the same piece on a piano. Okay. Overwhelmed, she nearly left the concert hall in distress. Yet when the performance began, she played the concerto absolutely flawlessly. What happened? I believe many of us have experienced this, a moment when internal resistance shatters and we accomplish something previously thought impossible. I say it again. I believe many of us have experienced this, a moment when internal resistance shatters and we accomplish something previously thought impossible. Key lessons. She surrendered her ego. This is the old trick. By admitting she couldn't play the concerto well, she stopped resisting. In that moment, her subconsciousness, where the entire piece was stored, took over. And I have faced this, a very similar situation. And it's just so as he said. Repetition alone doesn't guarantee mastery. We often fail despite endless practice because pressure triggers self-sabotage. Who doesn't know that? Forcing memorization is inefficient. And that's true for every examination in your life. Maria João Pires once said, "Repeating something mindlessly until I learn it is pointless." And she is so true. I practice for 45 minutes or twice that if I'm enjoying it. Without joy, I can't retain anything. Again, we have to understand that and repeat this in your mind. Repeating something mindlessly until I learn it is pointless. I practice for 45 minutes or twice that if I'm enjoying it. Without joy, I can't retain anything. Overworking harms more than it helps, a fact backed by science. If I had known this 40 years ago, my God, life had been so much easier. No? And I've seen it. Genius, I thought they were genius as students and they could understand it. And I was learning like crazy. And they were enjoying their life. And I was suffering. Because they have done exactly that what she was telling us. She reconnected with joy, remembering the pleasure of playing certain passage made her eager to experience that joy again. She played for Mozart, not perfection. Okay. If you stay in front of thousands of people or 10,000, I don't care. And if you want to show how great you are, then the fear is piling up. Instead, just think one thing. And Anthony Robbins said it so nice. I want to serve the people at best as I can. And this trick is from Anthony Robbins. Focusing on honoring Mozart rather than avoiding mistakes freed her to perform effortlessly. The takeaway, true mastery comes from releasing ego, embracing joy, and serving something greater than ourselves. Okay. Just one example, I was not well prepared for the yachting license. And then I had to go to Germany and go to the examination, but I went to the wrong room and so on. I lost a half hour and I was so afraid, my God. And then I started blackout. Again, 15 minutes again lost. And then I said, I don't care for the result. I want to make it as good as I can. And I was the first guy to give back the examinations. The first guy. So I was 1 hour before the time ready and I didn't check it at all. I just wrote what I could write. And guess, 80% of the people failed. And I was the third best guy. This was the first time I've done the examination correct. Just do your best. And don't care for the results. Thank you that I could speak about this and bye.